It's time now for Northview Basketball on Timeless Classics WAMB. This game is being brought to you by Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. Great Dane Trailers, Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Lorenz Service Incorporated, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information or call Tony at 446-7331. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of the community. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. They're now hiring. Apply now at Morris Manufacturing, located at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Box Drop Mattress in Brazil. Pay only a third of the price for a brand new mattress located at the Forest Park Plaza. Pizza King in Brazil, your official Northview post-game show sponsor. Make them your go-to place to eat after the game by calling in your order at 812-420-3650. Ellis Law, one call does it all. For legal matters, large and small, call Ellis Law today for your free consultation. 812-234-9000. And by Refreshment Services, distributors of Pepsi in the Wabash Valley. Stand by now for another exciting Northview basketball game on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome inside Northview High School for Northview taking on Terre Haute North in boys varsity basketball. Brad Wallace, Corey Clark with you here on this Tuesday evening. Dennis back in the studio in downtown Brazil. These 5-4 Northview Knights playing host to the Terre Haute North team that is 6-6 on the year with head coach Todd Wolfley, who's been around for quite some time.
Yeah, Todd Wolfley's had a great career. He coaches every year two parts to the season. He part one to win the Classic, part two to win a sectional title. This year he didn't get it done in the Classic as they lost the first two games and ended up in the consolation side into the alphabet soup.
Yeah.
John Harrell's got this one 55-52 Northview last year. Just about a year ago today when they met, Northview beat them 53-46. You talked about Todd Wolfley, 167, 142 losses in 13 years at Terre Haute North. And Coach Michael Byram, 33 wins, 49 losses in his fourth year at Northview.
Yeah, so Todd Wolfley's been here. He's the veteran of the group. It's a battle in the Wabash Valley tonight. This will get probably the most, like you said, off air, a lot of press around the Wabash Valley tonight.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a Tuesday night game. It's, hopefully we don't struggle like we have on the past Tuesdays, but I want to see us come out here with a win. We'll pick off all three Vigo County schools this year. We beat West Vigo at home, beat Terre Haute South in the Classic, then get the opportunity to knock off the Patriots here at home on a brisk 30-degree Tuesday night, good old Indiana.
You're here on the pregame show about 10 minutes till tip-off. We'll hear from the head coach of the Northview Knights coming up next. Michael Byram on the pregame show here. 2 minutes coming back at you on WAMB.
For 120 years, Great Dane has led the industry by creating premium transportation solutions. Our champions are a valuable part of what make our products a success. In Brazil, we are driving innovation and accelerating technology. We need dedicated people to keep our trailers and truck bodies moving forward. By joining our team, you will earn competitive pay, health benefits, insurance, 401k, and more while working in an environment that places safety first. With advancement opportunities, training, and tuition reimbursement, the road for your career is wide open. Come be a part of a legacy of excellence which began in 1900 and continues today. Call Human Resources at 812-448-6267 to get started on your journey. And go for great.
Hello, this is Jeremy Montgomery, the Energy Services Specialist at Park County REMC. Are you expanding or making changes to your buildings? Maybe you're tired of poor light quality or high maintenance lighting in your shops and buildings. Park County REMC, along with Power Moves, have incentives that can help you offset the cost of high efficiency lighting in existing buildings and new construction. Call 765-569-3282 today or visit pcremc.com or powermoves.com for details.
This is Josh Keady at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. During January in the Start Something New sales event, you can see why no one beats a York deal. Lease a new 21 Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid for $399 per month, Jeep Renegade for $179 per month, Jeep Grand Cherokee $259 per month, and Ram 1500 for $299 per month. Come visit our now fully open location and see why we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are!
You're number one at York.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back here on the pregame show, Coach Michael Byram on WAMB. Coach, before we get into any of the game solver, this one, just a standpoint of back-to-back nights and talking to somebody off air the other day, how good and competitive is the WIC?
I think the WIC is stronger than it's ever been. I mean, I've been... This is like my 10th year being around the WIC, and it is by far the strongest I've ever seen. And I, by watching some of the teams, I think that we would be one of the tougher team or conferences in the state.
Yeah, and when you're playing these teams, Friday night, Sullivan-West Vigo, one-point game. Saturday, you and West Sullivan, one-point game. What do these close games and conference play do for you as you get ready to prepare for March?
Well, most tournament games are close. That gives you that experience because, that's how you learn about yourself. That's how you learn about how to handle different situations. So, it's nothing but positives. When you experience this stuff, you want to win your regular season game, but you can still take positives from those.
And you talk about all the time, your standard always, since I've known you, is play for March. So what are some of the things from today's date to the end of March you want to see improve?
Consistency. And I know that's kind of a broad thing, answer to your question, but we've got to be more consistent in all phases of the game. From on a defensive perspective, like making blockouts, getting more physical with their blockouts, and then going after them and chasing down the loose ball, being a better help position, having a better awareness, and that's just a couple examples. But by March, that's when you want to be peaking. That's when you want to be playing your best.
You mentioned rebounding, and one of your better rebounders is probably not even the closest to the tallest guy in the court, Brevin Cooper, as a point guard. We call him the Energized Bunny. Can you coach that?
No, it's just like with competitiveness. I truly believe that either you're competitive or you're not. And that's just something that's just kind of in your DNA. That's how you're wired individually. Like as a coach, you can help a little bit in those areas, but when it comes down to it, either you're competitive or you're not. And Brevin's one of the most competitive kids I've ever been around.
Yeah, and now you look at tonight's game, Todd Wolfley and his bunch, the record may not say what they were in years past. They may not have a big run in the Classic, but it's still coached by Todd Wolfley, and he's still a heck of a coach. So when you look at the film on Terrell North, what are some things that catch your eye?
Well, they play together both ends of the court. Mm-hmm. They play hard, and they compete, and they execute offensively. Coach Wolfley has a huge playbook, and he that's one thing I've always respected about Coach Wolfley. When I was an assistant at Center Grove, we played against Terrell North, I've experienced that. He's got a lot of good stuff offensively. So, if you have any weaknesses or if you have any players that are going to take plays off, he's going to make you pay.
Before I let you go, what was the focus in practice on Monday?
The focus on practice first, we had to get over Saturday. Mm-hmm. We're disappointed about that. But at the same time, even though we were disappointed, we played pretty well at times on Saturday. And I think that Saturday we probably put together the most consistent minutes out of all of our games this season. But we didn't quite get the job done. And if we want to achieve big things here at the end of the season, you're going to have to go make plays and get the job done, especially when it counts. And that's one of the big focus was yesterday, because we left some plays on the court on Saturday. Just not quite being aggressive enough after a loose ball, or maybe just not playing playing a certain possession a little smarter than what we should have. I mean, it was a great learning experience, and I'm looking forward to seeing how we react tonight. All right, Coach, good luck. Thank you.
As the head coach of the North Unites joining us on the pregame show, Brad Wallace, Corey Clark with you here on WAMB 99.5 FM in Terre Haute, 106.9 in Brazil, and online at WAMBradio.com. You can listen in. We'll send it back to the studio on the pregame show. 2 minute break will come down, break down what North U has to do to get back to back wins over Terre Haute North here on WAMB.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
You know, it feels like nowadays too many automotive repair shops try to rip you off. One promise, though, Tony and the crew at Lorenz Service can make is they will always be 100% honest with you. Lorenz Service is here to help. If something is wrong with your vehicle but you are worried about money, don't worry. Tony Lorenz will help you and won't rip you off. He will make sure what needs fixed gets fixed. Don't be taken advantage of and head over to Lorenz Service, serving Clay County for over 90 years with 100% honesty.
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Northview Terre Haute North getting warmed up here at Northview High School on WAMB. The pregame show just under 2 minutes till we get underway for opening tip on this Tuesday evening. Brad, we saw Northview on Saturday drop a tough one to conference foe Sullivan by 1 point.
Yeah, we talked about that before the game, and it was a struggle for the Knights. I know Coach Byram talked about them stringing some stuff together, but man, Jacob Fowler with 8 points, and Ethan DeHart didn't score in that game. And they held Drew Cook to 10 points. Cooper had 16, most of them coming from the free throw line. Caleb Swearingen scored 23 points, but, man, he struggled shooting the ball. So what Byram's seen them stringing together, hopefully tonight they can string a lot more of it together.
And when you talk about a team struggling, also Terre Haute North this year, not you, it's not likely you see a Todd Wolfley team at 6-6. What are some things they're struggling with?
Finding their identity. Mm-hmm. You know, they've got a roster full of talent, but it's all spread out. I mean, their freshman group, they just destroyed our freshman team in the auxiliary gym. They've got a group of freshmen coming up that's going to be outstanding, and I think that's where Coach Wolfley's at. He's got a ton of seniors with experience. He's got a ton of juniors with experience, and he's got a lot of talent.
All right, let's go to send it to the PA announcer, the legend, Scotty McDonald.
And players. Also remember that Northview is a school-free campus, and we appreciate your cooperation. At this time, we ask everyone who is able to please rise, remember to ask, and stand at attention as we honor her with the playing of our national anthem. Thank you.
At guard, 6'1" sophomore number 14, Bryson Carpenter. At guard, 6'5" junior number 20, Mark Hankins. And at forward, 6'4" senior number 22, Matt Dowler.
And here we go. The North Unites, their original starting five. Brad, for Terrell North, they have three seniors in their starting lineup.
Yep, starting all seniors pretty much. Returning players except for 14, Bryson Carpenter. Bryson just a sophomore, but man, he's just like, we talked off air, he's played with a really good traveling team, and he's played with the calibers of, Drew Cook's been on his team, Luke Adams from Sullivan, and several others in the Wabash Valley.
And here we go. The ball is tipped in. It'll be won by Terre Haute North going left to right on the radio dial. Carpenter brings it across the timeline, near side, guarded by Drew Cook. Bouncing it off right wing from Hankins. Hankins back on top now for Johnson. Swings it back to Hankins for three. Off the mark, rebounded by Brevin Cooper. Cooper on the volleyball line now. Moving things around. Now he'll set the offense to Fowler on the right wing. Fowler hands off to Brevin. Cooper spins, finds Cook up top. He uses a Fowler screen, little pick and roll. He'll give it back to him. Fowler inside, out wide to Swearingen. Thought about the long three. He will take it, and it's off the mark. Rebounded by North.
2-3 balls, one for each team, and back iron for both teams. Caleb struggled in warm-ups, too. We talked about that off the air, and hopefully finds a stroke here early in the first.
Terre Haute North will move it along the perimeter, trying to get it down low to Johnson, and they will. Johnson guarded by Brevin, up top, now swings to the Mason. Thought about the three, instead it'll be Geyer for three. No good, rebounded by Jacob Fowler.
Matt Geyer wide open and missed that three, and that's 0-for-2 now for the Patriots.
DeHart had the ball, off to Brevin. Brevin, left elbow, swings in the corner to Swearingen, on top to Drew. Catch and shoot three, no. Long rebound up ahead for Mason. Mason and the Patriots slow it down on top for Johnson for three. No. We're at a three-point contest, Brad.
Yeah, nobody's hit. 0-for-5 for both teams. Every shot, they haven't even worked an offense. Either team, they're just settling for the long ball.
6:20 to go in the first quarter. Scoreless here at Northview High School.
Might be the first 1-10 wins this one.
Cooper drives baseline in the air, lobs it DeHart. DeHart on the free throw line. Takes it back out. He'll reset. Hands off to Caleb. Caleb driving. Gets the ball knocked away. Picks it back up. Extends it on top to Brevin. Cooper. He'll dribble with it. Bounce it on top to Fowler. He's on top of the key. Hands off to Ethan DeHart. DeHart driving. Fade away. 15-footer.
That's what we need. Ethan DeHart puts Knights up 2-0. And that's the first shot made by either team.
Now Mason on the left elbow up top for Carpenter. How big is it to get Ethan DeHart going?
Yeah, we need him going. I know he's been under the weather a little bit, battling with some allergies and stuff, so hopefully he can find that net a lot tonight.
Carpenter down low, right block, up and in for Gower.
Nice place there. Nice play there by the Patriots.
Tied it 2-2. Now Brevin on the right wing, 5 minutes to go, first quarter. He's underneath the bucket, needs help. Nowhere to go with it. Finally finds Drew Cook in the corner. Drew near side, brings it on top. Crosses, driving, 15-footer from the right elbow.
Drew Cook with 2 points. Puts the Knights up 4-2.
Now North will push it. Hankins driving, throws it up at the rim of the prayer, and somehow it gets answered.
Mark Hankins with the big two there. About a 12-foot just fade away. And
throwing it up, hoping.
Yeah. Hope and a prayer.
Fowler on the right wing. Near foul called on North. Now Drew Cook, long three.
Oh, baby. Drew Cook with 5 points, leading all scorers, 7-4 Northview. 4:30 to go, and Drew defensively smacks that one out of bounds. It'll remain Patriots basketball. Good hustle by the sophomore.
He's like, I know there's a lot of talk about the sophomore Carpenter, but I'm here too.
Yeah, yeah, they've been teammates for a long time.
Fowler will come out. Ellis will check in.
Bryson, a really good basketball player, but, man, he's a quarterback for North, and he is a star as well on the turf.
Carpenter on the left wing, moving it along the perimeter with the Patriots, swinging it back on top for Hankins. Hankins feeds on top to Johnson on the right side for Mason for two. Off the mark, rebounded by Drew Cook. Now Cook will slow it down on top. Bouncing it off to Caleb in the corner. Swearingen hands off to Brevin. Backs it up to the volleyball line. Under 4 minutes to go. Knights up 7-4. Ellis now to Swearingen. Caleb, nowhere to go with it. How about the defense there?
Yeah, very good defense. Man to man, they're switching screens. And
now Brevin will drive, just throw it up. Baby floater, air ball, rebounded by Gower. Gower will bring it up. He'll go left to right on the radio dial. Drives the bucket, and a body foul will be called on Caleb Swearingen.
He don't pick up a lot of fouls either, and Swearingen gets one early here in the first period. 3:31 to go. Northview leads 7-4 on the Great Dane scoreboard.
Big thanks to Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Carpenter to inbound. Quarterback lobs it up, gets it on the left wing, and Mason a travel by Mason.
Yep, Kate Mason. I was just getting ready to say something, too. He's a senior. I'm pretty sure he signed to play baseball. I'm not sure if it's ISU or where, but he's an outstanding baseball player.
3:29 to go, first quarter. Swearingen gets it inside to Brevin Cooper. He'll bring it up the floor right to left on the radio dial. Now Cook lobs it to Swearingen in the right corner. Caleb, chest pass to Brevin near side. Brevin driving in midair, throws to Ellis in the corner, who bobbles it, throws it away, and luckily it's out of bounds, stays with the Knights.
Quick turnover almost there by Ellis. He just checked in for Fowler. And
Knights up three with the ball. Brevin Cooper on the left wing. Cooper fakes it, drives, throws to Ellis in the corner for three.
Got it. Three for Ellis. We talked about that before the game. We need Ellis to get hot as well.
The line drive goes in. 2:52 first quarter. Carpenter on the right wing. Northview's up clapping.
No cheerleaders again tonight.
No marching band or pet band either. Down low to Johnson. Puts it up.
Offensive foul. Johnson called with the shove off. That's going to be Knights basketball. Turnover by the Patriots.
And here comes Jacob Fowler for Ethan DeHart.
Knights lead 10-4, 2:42 to go on a Great Dane scoreboard.
Now Brevin Cooper and company look to increase that lead. Cooper off to Drew Cook, right wing. Drew waiting for Swearingen to get open. He'll give it to him near side. And he'll travel.
He travels. Turnover for turnover.
Big thanks to our friends at Great Dane Trailers. You could join their team today. Just go to greatdane.com. 10-4, 2:24 to go, first quarter. Mason on the left wing gets it off to Gower. Gower now with Hankins. Hankins driving inside, kick back up to Gower, 18 feet. Got
nice.
It. Wow.
Matt Gower with 4 points, lead to Patriots. 6 points for the Patriots, cuts the lead to four.
2 minutes to go, first quarter. Brevin Cooper near side, hands off to Swearingen. Fakes left, goes right, gets cut off. He'll bring it back on top. Now one hand push to Drew on the right wing. Terrell North, they're not shy to get in your face.
Oh, they're handsy too. Very, very aggressive.
Cook, left corner. Now on top to Swearingen. They're going to reset. Call an offensive set now. 90 seconds to go, first quarter. Caleb driving, attacking, puts it up. Left it far, rebound foul. No, rebounded by Terrell North. Here comes Carpenter. Usually see Caleb hit those.
Not when it's on four players. He was quadruple teamed.
Carpenter, little pick and roll down low. Hankins, 4-0 run for the Patriots. 10-8. Knights lead now at two.
Minute 10 to go in the first period.
Brevin on the volleyball line. Looking for a screen. He'll get it. Brings it to Swearingen in the corner. Hands off to Ellis. Back to Brevin. Cooper fakes right, goes left. Back door in the corner to Ellis. Didn't take the three, instead reset to Drew on top. 48 seconds. Drew, chest passes Swearingen. Seen a lot of bobbled passes today.
Yep. Well, that's because of the defensive pressure by Tom Wolfley's group here. They stay on it.
They won't let you breathe.
Nope. They're going to wear you out physically.
Caleb driving all the way to the bucket. Left hand, left it short. In transition to Ty Mason. Got it.
Caleb Mason with his first 2 points. 20 seconds to go in the first period. It's all tied up.
Little 6-0 run from the Patriots in the last minute and a half. 14 seconds. Cooper on the foul on the right wing. Hands off to Brevin. Little give and go. Brevin got it to go. Now 6 seconds. Carpenter on the left wing. Step back. 15 at the buzzer. Air ball blocked in midair by Mason, who tried to get the offensive putback and couldn't do it. We'll go to the second quarter. Northview on top of Terre Haute North. 12-10 on the Great Dane scoreboard on WAMB.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is the complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies to do it yourself, or we can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Winter is here, and we also have all your needs for your new projects. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has what you need, so stop in today.
What is the one thing that everyone has in common? You sleep, I sleep, right? Don't you owe it to yourself to sleep on a mattress that is a perfect fit for you while not spending an arm and a leg? Stop going to that other mattress store and pay only a third of the price for a brand new mattress at Box Drop Mattress in Brazil. Don't want to pay for that brand new mattress all at once? Well, Box Drop has payment plans. Stop going to that other mattress store and make Box Drop in Brazil your go-to mattress store. Call 812-531-9617 or visit them in the Kroger Plaza.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview High School. Into the first period, Northview 12, Terre Haute North 10. Knights will have the basketball to start the second quarter. Brevin Cooper gets the inbound pass, feeds it ahead to Fowler. Fowler, top of the key, hands off to Swearingen. Swearingen dribbles in, drives, spins, nothing there, kicks it back out to Ellis. Ellis dribbles, falls down, and they're going to call him with a travel. Turnover, Northview.
This game is brought to you in part by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Just go ahead and call him at 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. So now Terre Haute North with a chance to tie or take the lead here, going left to right on the radio dial or the streaming device, however you're listening. Carpenter on the left wing. Feeds it up top in the hands of Hankins. Hankins pump fakes on Fowler. Gets to the right elbow. Nearly got away with a travel, it looked like. Now back near side to Johnson. Finds Hankins. Swings the Carpenter on top. Hard pass to Gower for the lead. Got it.
Matt Gower with a deep three. He's got 7 points, lead all scorers. 13-12 Patriots.
That's the second bucket he's made. And Swearingen had a hand in his face. Brevin on the left wing. Now DeHart. DeHart crossing up in the corner. Needs help. They spend every practice defense, 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 it looks like.
Yeah. Well, they got a 75 playbook, too, I'll tell you. It's
75?
75. Ooh. You've got to learn them before you even get on the floor.
Fowler to DeHart on the right wing for a long three. No good. Rebounded by Carpenter. Not a smart shot there. Hail Mary down the field. Ball's loose. Picked up by DeHart. Someone's down for North.
Yeah, it's Johnson. He fell on his
Swearingen,
back.
Swearingen, transition three. No, and a foul will be called on the rebound on Northview.
Brevin Cooper. He got an injured player for Johnson for North down there. Foul's going to be called on Fowler, his first team second.
We hope he's okay. We'll go ahead and take a quick break as there's an injury timeout on the floor. We'll take one now. 13-12, Patriots up on the night. 6:29 to go until halftime. On WAMB.
Brazil Pizza King is your official WAMB Northview Knights post-game show sponsor, and as the Knights drive to the basket, we invite you to drive on down to Pizza King and enjoy the best pizza and breadsticks in town. We even have sandwiches. This is Bill Wells with Brazil's Pizza King, and we can't wait to see you and the family. We open at 4 p.m. daily and have dine-in, delivery, and carry-out options available to you. Visit the Brazil Pizza King Facebook page to stay up to date on our daily specials. Brazil Pizza King, it will be a slam dunk experience.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Johnson got up under his own power. He was helped to the bench, though, but he walked off. That's a good sign. Brad Wallace, Corey Clark with you here. 6:29 to go. Second quarter, Terrell North up 13-12 with the ball. North, you had a 10-4 lead?
Yeah. Yep, 10-4.
And they're currently on a
9-2 run.
9-2 run for the Patriots. Carpenter, this isn't a math broadcast. Near side, Hankins now on top. Crossley in the game for the first time. Hankins on top with it again. Throws it, fires in the corner to Engel. Engel in the left corner, back on top to Crossley. Now back over. Left baseline jumper, no good. Out of bounds, saved somehow from Hankins to Carpenter, back to Hankins. Fires it on top to Carpenter. Carpenter driving, gets a lane, puts it up and in.
Carpenter with his first 2 points. He's got two. Extends lead 15-12.
Swearingen scoreless in this one so far, as is Brevin Cooper. Swearingen on the right wing. He'll drive, spins, fadeaway, 10-footer, left it way short.
He did that in warm-ups.
Carpenter, far side perimeter. Now on top, Crossley down low. Engel got it to go. Just like that, 17-12.
They don't get a point here. Coach Michael Byron probably needs to take a timeout.
Brevin gets his shot blocked out of bounds. It'll be Knights ball underneath.
Scoring so far for the Knights, 5 for Cook, 3 for Ellis, 2 for DeHart, 2 for Cooper. 17-12, 5 minutes to go in the first half.
13-2 run for Terre Haute North. Swearingen trying to silence it. He'll get it on top to Brevin. They bobbled it. He picked it up on the logo. Gets to the left wing. Guarded by Carpenter. Now on top to Caleb. Caleb fakes left, goes right. Driving his shoulder. That's an offensive foul.
That's a second foul the first half. And yet to score in two fouls. Everything short. A little frustration here for the senior in Swearingen.
Yeah. They'll keep him in the game. 4:56 to go in the second quarter. Big thanks to York Automotive for Chevy, Buick, GMC, now Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram are located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. York Automotive, we're not number one, you are.
You're number one at York.
Carpenter, left side. One hand pass to Hankins. Drive, puts it up with the left hand, left it short. Rebounded by Brevin Cooper. In transition, 3-on-2. Behind the back pass, gets on the ground. Picked up by Fowler to Swearingen. He'll put it up and in, count it with the foul.
Swearingen gets his first 2 points. He's going to go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Fouls on 50, that's Engel.
Tell you what, Brevin got lucky there. That was not a good behind the back pass.
No, especially to Fowler when he wasn't expecting it.
Swearingen for the three-point play. It's up and in. Back to a two-point game.
Chris Ellis will check in. I bet Swearingen comes out for a break. He will.
He's shocked.
That's a good call. He's having trouble finding the lane, and
see if they, the
shots
other,
have been short.
And there's plenty of scorers on the floor right now.
Yep.
17-15. Now in the game for the first time is Nass McNeil. McNeil down low to Engel on the left block. Back on top. It'll be way out of the reach of Crossley. Out of bounds, Northview ball.
Yep. Turnover by the Patriots, and Todd Wolfley don't like it. He's going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll take one as well. The Knights trail 17-15. We'll be right back after this 30-second break.
Hello, this is Jeremy Montgomery, the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. Are you expanding or making changes to your buildings? Maybe you're tired of poor light quality or high-maintenance lighting in your shops and buildings. Park County RMC, along with Power Moves, have incentives that can help you offset the cost of high-efficiency lighting in existing buildings and new construction. Call 765-569-3282 today or visit pcremc.com or powermoves.com for details.
.4:15 to go here in the second quarter, 17-15. Terre Haute North on top by two. Swearingen out of the game with two fouls.
checking in at the break there for Terre Haute North is going to be number 24. That's Nas McNeil, the sophomore.
Brevin Cooper on the logo. Brings it left wing. See if the Knights offense can get going without Swearingen. DeHart up top. Swings it to Ellis on the right wing. Fires to Drew Cook. Cook had 5 early points, nothing since. He'll pull it for 18 feet. Off the mark, long rebound, fought for. Brevin Cooper falls to the floor, picks it up to Chris Ellis, and tried to get it to Fowler down low.
Travel by Nas.
Yeah, yep. McNeil steals it, and he'll travel.
Good thought there by Ellis. He, you know, probably should have just took it himself because nobody expected the pass to come off. But
good effort by Brevin Cooper.
Yep.
I feel like we say that at least 3 times a game. Cook underneath the inbound, up top to Ellis. Ellis gives it right to McNeil again. McNeil in transition, fouled. He'll go to the line for 2. What happened there?
He went to go behind McNeil's back to get it ahead to DeHart, and he lost handle of it. Nas tipped it ahead to himself. Good foul there by Ellis, recovering his first, team's 4th.
6'1 sophomore will go to the line for 2. First one's up, and no, he left it short. Big thanks, many sponsors, including Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, Brad. You're our neighbor.
I looked down there and I thought Nas was playing in dude shoes, but they're Steph Curry's. They look like dudes. He gets the second one to fall, extends the lead, 18-15, Terre Haute North.
Knights trying to get within 1 or tie here. Cooper on the logo, finds Cook far side. Drew fakes left, goes right, dribbles off his back heel, picked it up, throws it in the middle of the court. Somehow Fowler gets it, throws a line drive to Ellis for the tie. No good. Rebound way up ahead, chased by Crossley. Euro step blocked by Drew Cook out of bounds.
Nice hustle play to get back there by the sophomore and Drew Cook. I love the kid. I love the way he hustles. He's probably in it all the time.
It's very rare you're going to say blocked by Drew Cook, though.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. No, that's about his 3rd or 4th one this season because he hustles back. It ain't hard to block a layup, and he gets down the floor.
Swearingen will come back in the game.
He's taken a couple charges. I mean, the kid, he loves the game. He loves the game, and I love watching him play.
Carpenter near side, Gower for 3. This time he'll miss. DeHart will tip the rebound to Brevin Cooper. Cooper in transition, 3 minutes to go until half. He'll drive, throws it out to Cook, fakes it. DeHart driving, 15-footer, got it.
That's what we like to see, DeHart. He shoots there around the elbow. That's where he's probably 100% from the elbow this season. He needs to shoot it more. But.
1-point game. Carpenter on the logo. Carpenter bouncing it off near side for Crossley. Crossley driving. Gets inside. Nowhere to go. Founds Gower down low. It'll be missed on the reverse layup. Now Brevin Cooper. Cooper left wing. Thought about the 3. Wouldn't take it. Instead, it's Drew Cook for a long 3.
Wide open.
And he missed. In and out. Rebound tap by Drew. Off someone's knee. In the face of Drew. Now Terre Haute North ball. Cook's face is red.
Oh, it smacked him right in the forehead.
North in transition will get an easy layup.
Johnson gets the layup. And I'll tell you what, everybody was just out of position there and extends the lead. 20-17 with 2 minutes to go in the first half on the Great Dane scoreboard.
Cooper on the left wing. Finds Swearingen now. Swearingen.
2 fouls. Got to be careful here.
Up top to DeHart for the tie. Yep.
Ethan DeHart with a deep 3, about a 23-footer. Ties the game at 20.
DeHart's starting to play like we've seen him in the early part of the year.
7 points for DeHart. He leads scoring for the Knights.
I desperately want to give him player of the game. Got to keep playing like this. Johnson the match.
And he does. Johnson gets the deep 3, and at 23-20, Terre Haute North.
90 seconds to go in the second quarter. Cooper up top for Drew Cook. Drew, chest pass, Brevin for the tie. No. Rebounded by Cook. Up top to Swearingen. They'll slow it down. Caleb hands off to Brevin Cooper. He'll go back to the logo and dribble. But coming out to guard him is Carpenter. He doesn't care. Cooper picks up his dribble, finds Fowler, hands off to Cook. Cook dancing up top to DeHart. Under a minute to go. DeHart fade away. 15.
Boom. Yep. I love it. It's what the boys got to do. That short game. Man, I'll tell you, you don't see it much in high school, Corey.
I usually hate fadeaway shots, but he's so good at it.
Look, he gets so high up there.
1-point game. to Southpaw, number 23 of 9 points. 30 seconds to go. North has the ball. They'll be on the logo, just dancing back and forth with it, passing it. Carpenter going for one shot. See if Northie plays a little pressure here. Slags off. They'll slag off. 20 seconds. Johnson on the logo. Picks up his dribble. He's in a little trouble, but somehow finds his man McNeil. Now Carpenter. 10 seconds. Carpenter on the left wing. One-hand pass. Quick three at the buzzer. Got it for Crossley. 1 second. Swearingen, half court. Heave.
Just misses.
26-22. Scoreboard hasn't updated yet, I believe. 25-22. But regardless, Northview trails by a possession or two going into the halftime break. We'll break it all down with you, but first the commissioner's report with the IHSA commissioner and the coach, Bob Lovell, on WAMB.
There are times in your life when you need some advice, when you need someone to get you through it all.
We're here talking with Mike Ellis with Ellis Law. I heard there are Chapter 7 and Chapter 13 bankruptcies. What's the difference?
Well, actually, in bankruptcy, either Chapter 7 or 13, there's two types of debts. There's secured debts and unsecured debts. Secured debts are debts that have some collateral attached to it, like a house or a car, furniture, or appliance, some of them of value, where you purchase that property or pledge the property, you're making payments on it. Unsecured debts are the opposite. Those are the charge cards, medical bills, hospital bills, signature loans, that laundry list. In Chapter 7, called a liquidation bankruptcy, we actually discharge those debts totally. In a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, it's a reorganization where we actually take your payments and pay back a portion of that debt over a five-year payment plan. So whether you're facing bankruptcy, whether it be a 7 or 13, give Ellis Law a call at 234-9000.
In times like these, you need to call Mike Ellis.
For 120 years, Great Dane has led the industry by creating premium transportation solutions. Our champions are a valuable part of what make our products a success. In Brazil, we are driving innovation and accelerating technology. We need dedicated people to keep our trailers and truck bodies moving forward. By joining our team, you will earn competitive pay, health benefits, insurance, 401k, and more while working in an environment that places safety first. With advancement opportunities, training, and tuition reimbursement, the road for your career is wide open. Come be a part of a legacy of excellence which began in 1900 and continues today. Call Human Resources at 812-448-6267 to get started on your journey. And go for great.
It's time for the Commissioner's Corner, an exclusive weekly conversation about Indiana high school sports with the Commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig. Now for an up-to-the-minute report about what's happening in the constantly changing world of high school sports, here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Paul Neidig.
Welcome back, everyone, to our weekly conversation with the Commissioner of the IHSAA. It's Paul Neidig. And Paul, holidays are over, but we have a lot of games coming up. One thing I think that puts it in perspective, we have the girls state championship basketball pairing show a week from Sunday. That'll be on the 24th, and it doesn't seem possible that we're there. With a lot of people have done a lot of work to get to this point, but we are certainly in a position where we need to continue to all understand what our responsibilities are as we head into hopefully a successful tournament season very soon.
It is, Bob, and certainly let me express my pleasure for joining you here today. It's always the highlight of my week to get to talk to you and our fans out there about high school athletics. It's just so important and formative in what we do. But yeah, we're here. You know, the girls tournament draw show is a week from Sunday, and you're going to be sitting at the anchor desk hosting that show, and we're happy that that's on your agenda and happy to have you. But you know, everybody's worked so hard, and you know, I don't believe that you can ever say thank you enough. So you always want to start with thank you for what everybody's done, to our school people, to our administrators, to parents, to people who have made sacrifices along the way. And it's been tough. I'll acknowledge that. You know, the holidays and the wanting to get with family and, you know, the fatigue of dealing with this for such a long period of time has been tough. But it's like, any other athlete does. And when it gets tough, that's when you got to bear down and you got to refocus a little bit and remember what's important to get through this. And I think that's the period that we're at right now. And, you know, we can't let fatigue and tiredness of COVID get to us right now. We've got to stay diligent in our safety habits and wearing masks and washing hands. And then when that vaccine becomes available, you got to get out there and you got to get it. And so we can return to some kind of normalcy sooner than later.
As someone who has had COVID, I can tell you that as diligent as my wife and I were, we relaxed a little bit when it came to members of our family and found ourselves, you know, a month in bed and wishing that we had been a little more diligent. So you're exactly right. It is 24 hours a day of constant vigilance, no matter who or no matter what.
That's exactly right. You just, this thing is sneaky, and it, as soon as you let your guard down, you just don't know. It's going to get you, and that's what COVID does. I mean, it's out there, and you think you're being safe, but you let that guard down for one moment, and sometimes you don't even know where that's at. But you've got to remain diligent, especially our student athletes and our families that have student athletes living there. It's time, folks. We got to get it right from now throughout the rest of the winter to be able to celebrate state championships and tournament success.
Paul Neidig with us talking about IHSAA. We're heading into tournaments, and certainly we're a part of Indiana NCAA tournament moving to Indiana. There's going to be a lot of basketball in our state coming up, Paul.
Boy, isn't that awesome? You know, it's just fitting for Indiana. You know, we grow basketball here is what I've heard many times and certainly believe. And, you know, it's just feeling that we're going to celebrate the entire NCAA tournament at the same time our high school tournament's going to be going on. You know, and I would tell the fan base that we've got some things to look at for the boys tournament. We're still, don't want to get out in front of our board here at the IHSAA, but it's going to require a few changes from the association, and we're certainly looking at those now and see how the NCAA tournament schedule will affect our tournament, and we're still waiting on for a few pieces of information before we can make some final determination, but we should have an announcement for our fans coming up either later this week or the first of next week.
He's the commissioner of the IHSAA. It's Paul Neidig. This is our weekly conversation about all things IHSAA related. Paul, as always, thanks so much for your time. Have a great week.
We will, Bob, and the same to you, and thank you very much for doing what you do.
Thanks for listening to The Commissioner's Corner with IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig and Coach Bob Lovell. And thank you for your continued support of the high schools in your community.
This is Josh Keaty at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. During January in the Start Something New sales event, you can see why no one beats a York deal. Lease a new 21 Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid for $399 per month, Jeep Renegade for $179 per month, Jeep Grand Cherokee $259 per month, and Ram 1500 for $299 per month. Come visit our now fully open location and see why we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome inside to Northview High School for the halftime report between Northview and Terre Haute North. 26-22 is the halftime score, where the Patriots had the lead by four thanks to a three at the buzzer, where it would have been a one-point game. Northview led at one point, 10-4, and then Terre Haute North went on a big run. Northview answered that, and this one's been back and forth since, Brad.
Yeah, scoring for the Knights, 9 for Ethan DeHart, 5 for Drew Cook, 3 for Chris Ellis off the bench, 3 for Caleb Swearingen, and 2 for Brevin Cooper. 4 Terre Haute North, 7 for Matt Gower, 5 for Johnson, 4 for Hankins, 3 for Crosley, 2 apiece for Carpenter, Mason, and Engel, and 1 for Nas McNeil. 26-22, fouls for the Knights, two for Swearingen, one for Fowler, one for Ellis. Terre Haute North with only two fouls called in the first half, one on Johnson and one on Engel.
Does that surprise you with how tight a defense they play? And I'm not saying that they're missing calls. That just shocks me. When you hear a defense is always up in your face, tight, they're handsy, you would expect a team. I'm just saying, North, and Coach Wolfley's disciplined defensively.
You're right. Plus, you know, now we got to see what the officials are going to allow in the second half.
Yeah. Big thanks to our friends at Lorenz Service, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Trust Tony and the crew not to rip you off. Brad, what do we got to see in the second half from North to you?
Scoring, man, with Swearingen and Cooper both combined for 5 points. They usually average in about 16, 18 points a game each. And, you know, well, they got five combined. There's, you know, good thing Ellis had hit 1-3 off the bench, and Ethan DeHart's found his stroke here, because, you know, right now DeHart's the only one keeping us in that game.
And Drew Cook started off with 5 big points. Since then, it's kind of went off. But he hasn't really had that many shots, is what I'm saying.
Well, I was going to say, he only took 2 shots there in the second half, or second quarter. So let's just see what the second half brings.
It's 26-22. We're about 10 seconds before we get underway for the third quarter. Big thanks to PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil. Proud to be a part of this community.
Well, let's see, Corey. No changes for the starting lineup for Northview. You've got Cook, Fowler, Swearingen, Cooper, and DeHart.
And it's good to see Johnson back out there for the Patriots.
Yeah, injured there in the first quarter. Came down on his hip and tailbone.
So North has a four point lead, and they have the ball going right to left. Johnson will give and go to Hankins. Now on the left side to Carpenter. Carpenter, one-hand pass. Johnson up top. Hankins for three. That's a big one. Gosh, he got it.
Hankins with his 7 point. His first deep ball.
29-22, down seven.
That's the thing about these Patriots. All five players on the floor can shoot the three.
Yeah, dating back to the end of the first half, that's back-to-back possessions. That's 6 points right there for the Patriots.
And see what I mean about how the officials call the game the second half? That was a ticky-tack foul called on Johnson, his second, team's first, and, you know, not even 30 seconds in, and they've already changed their attire.
Swearingen will have it from the inbound. He'll have it down low. Attacking. Patient. Just trying to step into his shot and got it to go. Using that whole 6'4", 6'6" body frame.
And probably got a bye with an offensive foul. Created his own space there.
Down five for Northview. Patriots, Johnson.
Offensive foul. Moving screen called on Carpenter.
And he knew it. He didn't argue.
Yep. Second foul for Terre Haute North early on. First minute. So now the fouls are tied 4-4.
And now the Knights have a chance to get this to a one-possession game again. Cooper, across the timeline. They'll lob it over to DeHart on the left wing. DeHart hands off to Swearingen in the corner. Caleb driving, left elbow, picks up his dribble, finds Cooper on top. Cooper goes around the screen, wide open 15-footer, but way long. DeHart saves it, but right in the hands of Johnson of the Patriots. Now Carpenter. On the right wing, up top, Johnson wide open for three, rims in and out. Gower bats the ball to himself for an offensive rebound. That was Mason. Now Hankins on top. Gets it over to Carpenter on the right wing, on top to Johnson. Throws it to Hankins in the left corner. Pump fakes a three, drives, down low, ball's on the floor, picked up, out wide for a Mason three. No good, rebounded by Fowler.
Mason was wide open. I bet he wants that one back. Good ball movement there by the Patriots, by the way.
Fowler gets inside. Little fadeaway 15-footer.
That's DeHart. He picks up 11th point of the game and gets the Knights within three.
On the left side, Hankins. Out of Mason on the right wing. Mason inside. He'll be on the Wick logo. Stops, spins, turns around to Gower. Gower, chest pass Johnson, left wing. Give and go to Gower, down low, guarded by Swearingen. 22-on-22, puts up a shot, good defense saved by Fowler, off the leg of Mason, out of bounds, stays with the Knights now.
Good hustle play there by the Knights, and I'll tell you what, Ethan DeHart with that back tip caused that shot to be deflected. That's a blocked shot for DeHart, And Fowler did a great job to save it and put it right back in off of Mason.
Three-point game. Fowler on the right wing. Gets a little body, but no foul called. Turnover. Here comes Carpenter. Gowers on the floor the other way. Brevin with a block. Picks it up, and he's going left to right. And a foul, or not a foul, a...
I don't know what
injury they're calling because Gower's been on the floor for a while. I think the officials just stopped play.
Yeah, officials stopped play. It'll be a.
I think Gower was poked in the eye, looks like.
Yep.
And they're going to patiently get him off the floor. Swear engine goes over, make sure he's okay. So Gower comes off the floor. This could be a big change of events. Not a doctor, but I would assume he wouldn't be out that long.
No, they'll wash it out.
See if the Knights can take advantage, though.
Speaking of athletic and injuries and stuff, Nicole Gonzalez, happy birthday, Nicole, the athletic trainer here at Northview, celebrating her birthday today.
Yeah. D Hart in the corner with it. Picks it up to Brevin, nearly threw it away, but got it. Cooper on the volleyball line. Driving, left hand, split the defense, put it up and in.
4 points for Brevin Cooper.
Drew Cook nearly stole the inbound, but he missed. Now Carpenter on top with it. 29-28, 4:42 to go. Johnson, right wing, wide open three, left it short, rebounded by Brevin Cooper. The Knights with a chance to retake the lead. Brevin on the left wing, finds Drew Cook. He'll drive back on top to Cooper, three in the lead.
Brevin Cooper with a big three, 7 points, and Michael Byram calls timeout.
That was Coach Todd Wolfley. Coach Todd Wolfley calls timeout. Northview 31.
No, that was on Coach Byram, wasn't it? They both did.
60-second timeout, 31-29, 4:22 to go in the third quarter on WAMB.
You know, it feels like nowadays too many automotive repair shops try to rip you off. One promise, though, Tony and the crew at Lorenz Service can make is they will always be 100% honest with you. Lorenz Service is here to help. If something is wrong with your vehicle, but you are worried about money, don't worry. Tony Lorenz will help you and won't rip you off. He will make sure what needs fixed gets fixed. Don't be taken advantage of and head over to Lorenz Service, serving Clay County for over 90 years with 100% honesty.
Are you looking for steady work with occasional overtime? Apply today at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. Morris Manufacturing is a fourth-generation family business. Morris Manufacturing partners with the automotive industry and has received several quality and supplier of the year awards thanks to our great team members. You can be a part of our award-winning team. Apply online today. Search Morris Manufacturing in Brazil or visit morrismfg.com.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Coming out of the timeout, Gower back out there for Terre Haute North. 31-29, Northview up two. 4:15 to go in the third. Carpenter driving, he'll be fouled. Go to the line for two.
Brevin Cooper picks up his first foul, team's first foul in the second half.
Brevin Cooper's only first foul in the third quarter. That's something I don't think we've said all year.
Yeah, he's scoring hot here in the third quarter, thank goodness, because he struggled the first half, only had two. He's got five.
Carpenter makes it a one-point game. Big thanks to Morris Manufacturing. Join their team today by applying at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. On the Great Dane scoreboard, Carpenter's free throw, and it makes it tied at 31. 4 minutes to go in the third. Brevin Cooper left to right on your radio dial. Cooper spins away from Carpenter on the right wing. Dancing with it behind the back. Dribble to now DeHart on the logo. Back to Cooper near side. Finds Swearingen. Swearingen on the right wing. Up top to Fowler. Chest pass to Drew Cook. Right hand layup. How about that?
Drew Cook with 7 points. Dale Cooper brought it to my attention there at halftime, Corey. The Knights beat Terre Haute North last year, and that was the first time in 10 years that we'd beat Terre Haute North, and we beat them at third place.
Down low, Johnson, right hand, toilet bowls out. When's the last time we won back-to-back years?
Oh, I don't know. I'm
sure John Harrell knows.
Oh, yeah.
Swearingen in the corner.
40-10 in 50 years of basketball.
DeHart puts it up off the black. Got it.
Ethan DeHart on fire. He's got 13 points. He's hit six in a row.
35-31, 3:10 to go into third. See if the Knights' momentum can carry him here. Johnson off to Gower, catch and shoot three. No, rebounded by DeHart. DeHart across the timeline. Throws to Cook in the left wing.
A three here would be huge.
Oh, yeah. DeHart gets it down low to Fowler. Skips it to Cook for a three, and that's an air ball.
It was tipped.
All right, there you go.
Yep, it was tipped. Good offensive shot there. Crosley got it tipped.
Drew Cook just has such a relaxed release, doesn't he?
It just takes him a while to get it there.
Yeah, it's not that quick.
And the
if you have 0.7 seconds to go, you don't want him taking the shot. Cooper underneath.
Oh, I do.
You got to get it out. Up top to DeHart. DeHart.
And DeHart has a quick release because he's so high up.
Yeah, to the right elbow. Drive. Fade away. 15-footer.
He's on fire. Ethan DeHart. He's got 15 points to lead all scores. The Knights extend at 37-31.
Now Carpenter over to Johnson on top to Hankins. Near side, finds McNeil. Down low to Johnson. Lays turnaround, jumper, got it.
They finally knocked the drought here. They finally score. Johnson does, he's got seven.
Tried to throw a Hail Mary pass, but it was tipped by Hankins out of bounds. Staves with Northview. It went all the way to the birthday girl down there.
Nicole's, I think she's 18 today.
Yeah, that's what I heard. No, 21.
Looked like it.
Drew Cook underneath, trying to get it in. Finds DeHart in the corner, but it's knocked out of bounds again. Stays with Northview.
Knights need to change something here.
Got to find a way to hit a bucket here because they got to keep that momentum going.
They're
going
to try the lob here.
Cooper.
They're going to throw it backcourt to DeHart. Yep.
DeHart's got it on the right wing. Back to Brevin. Brevin goes around two screens.
Oh, he missed Cook as a cutter.
Now on the Fowler. Off to Brevin up top. Cooper backs it up to the logo. Brings it to the right wing. Cooper under 2 minutes to go, third quarter. 4-point lead for the Knights. A low-scoring affair.
That's the thing with Drew Cook. Everybody expects him to kill you from the perimeter, and he'll
drive on you.
He'll sneak in the back door, and they miss him as a cutter because nobody wants to guard him inside. They're looking for him to kill him outside.
Cook gets a bounce pass from Fowler. He'll pump fake on top to Caleb. Gets fouled in the air, so he'll go to the line for two.
Nas McNeil picks up his first foul. Team's third.
Thought they were going to call him for a travel for a second.
I thought it was going to be jump ball, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know McNeil. There's channel two sneaking in the house.
37-33, 1:37 to go into third. Swearingen at the line, puts it up and in.
Caleb Swearingen with his sixth point of the game.
Big thanks to Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Say six.
Sixth.
We'll make that seven. 39-33, 90 seconds to go, third. McNeil on the right wing. McNeil driving, throws it in the right corner for Crossley up top to Hankins. Good defense by Fowler. Forced him to get rid of it to McNeil. McNeil driving, throws it in traffic, ball's loose. On the floor, Drew Cook will get it off the hands of Hankins. Northview ball.
Yep, that was a good hustle there by Drew Cook. Todd Wolfley not agreeing with that. But
I'll be honest, I don't think it was. I didn't. From my perspective, I thought it. Drew just knocked it out of bounds.
Well, Drew knocked it into him.
Brevin, cross the logo. Lobs it to Fowler on the right wing. Fowler. Waiting for Swearingen. He comes off screens. Won't be able to get it. Instead, it's DeHart.
Fowler yet to even attempt a shot tonight.
DeHart on top to Cooper. Driving. Up top for DeHart.
Wide
right
open.
Corner three. It rims in and out. Fowler over the back foul. Terre Haute North ball.
Fowler has picked up two fouls tonight. Yet to shoot.
Yeah, it didn't go in, but that was a good shot.
That was a good shot by DeHart. Yep.
He gets way up there. Doesn't matter if you're in his face or not.
Chris Ellis checks in. Fowler's going to come out with his two fouls, get a breather.
This is the first substitution of the third quarter?
Yeah.
39-33. Johnson will come back in the game for the Patriots. 50 seconds to go into third. Northview up 39-33 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Carpenter, sophomore, will sling it on the right side to Hankins. Back to Carpenter. Down low to Johnson, but a kick ball by Drew Cook first.
Another hustle play there by Drew Cook, the sophomore. He's got 7 points, a blocked shot, just all over the place.
41 seconds in the third. Carpenter gets it into McNeil in the corner. McNeil spins away, down low to Johnson, left it short. Brevin Cooper with the rebound. They're trying to get that height advantage, aren't they?
Yeah.
Brevin gets it taken away by McNeil. In transition, got the layup.
Niles McNeil with the steal.
He has, what, three tonight?
Yeah.
Drew Cook will bring it up. Knights up by four. 20 seconds to go in the third. Cook. Don't usually see him run point. And he just threw it at the shoe of McNeil. Ball's on the floor. Picked up by Carpenter. In transition. Missed the layup. Blocked by DeHart. But Hankins is there. Count it in the foul. Gower.
Gower scores. Foul's going to be on Ellis.
So, what, second time tonight?
Nope. Foul's on Cooper, his second.
Second or third time tonight we've seen Northview players just kind of throw the ball and lose it right into the chest of Terrell North.
Drew Cook lost that one. Niles McNeil scooped it up, got it to head to Carpenter.
39-37. Gower will go to the line to complete the three-point play. Ellis with a lane violation. Won't matter, he made it. 1 point game, 5 seconds. Swearingen will get it. Near side, driving all the way. Right wing at the buzzer. Air ball. We'll go to the fourth quarter. Northview 39, Terrell North 38. Buckle up. We got a good one, folks, here on WAMB.
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is the complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies to do it yourself, or we can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Winter is here, and we also have all your needs for your new projects. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has what you need, so stop in today.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
One more quarter to go here on WAMB. Northview has the one-point advantage over Terrell North, 39-38. Brad Wallace, Corey Clark with you here. Dennison back in the studios in downtown Brazil. Northview have the ball to begin the fourth quarter. They have a one-point lead. Brevin on the right wing. Gets it taken away again. Carpenter steals it. It's back-to-back-to-back turnovers by Northview.
Pesky defense here by Terrell Haute North. They've turned the pressure up here in the second half.
Hankins on the free throw line. Down low to Johnson. Attacks Fowler, and there'll be a foul. North has a chance to go to the line and take the lead.
Fowler picks up his third foul. Team's third. Or team's fourth.
That's been the offense. They're just giving the ball to Fowler, and he's trying to go to work down there. Or Johnson, excuse me. Big thanks to Refreshment Services, distributors of Pepsi in the Wabash Valley.
Johnson's first shot's up and good.
As well as Pizza King in Brazil, your official WAMB Northview postgame show sponsor. Make them your go-to place to eat after the game by calling in your order or dine in at 812-420-3650. Next one's up for the lead, and he'll get it. So just like that, Northview had a, what, 7-point lead?
Yep.
8-0 run here by Terrell North. 40-39. Cooper hands off to Swearingen, on top to Fowler, gets it off to Cook. Cook on the right wing, fires to DeHart, extinguishes it up top for Cook, thought about the three, and said DeHart will shoot the three, and he left it long, rebounded by McNeil, and he's going to be called for a travel.
And he did.
And that was because of DeHart.
Yeah. DeHart with an open look there. He missed that three. 1-for-4 from behind the arc. He's not missed a shot with inside the arc.
So what you're telling me is no more
fake
threes?
Fake that and drive.
7:14 to go. Knights down one. Cook has it to inbound. Drew bouncing it off right side to Fowler. On top to DeHart.
Almost threw it in the backcourt.
Now Cooper. Hands off to Cook on the volleyball line. Drew. Good defense by McNeil. Cook will spin with it. Fire to DeHart. How about this defense by the Patriots?
They're pesky.
DeHart spinning inside. Just kind of throws it up. No. Ball's loose, rebounded by Gower.
DeHart trying to get the foul there.
Carpenter on the logo with it, with a one-point lead. Off to Johnson, right wing. Now Gower.
Knight's got to stay in this. Todd Wolfley will take their out of it.
Gower to Johnson on the right side. Knights need a stop. In the right side. McNeil driving on DeHart. Fakes right, goes left, put it up and in.
Now it's McNeil with 5 points for the Patriots off the bench. Coach Byron's only used six players. Chris Ellis played about 3 minutes the whole game. These kids got to be exhausted.
Cooper driving to the bucket, put it up and in with the foul. We're having a chance to tie the game at the line.
Senior taking charge here. He started out really slow at 2 points at halftime. He's got 9 now. Chance to make it 10.
6:13 to go. Cooper to Ty. Got it.
Timeout. Coach Byron, 30-second timeout. It's all tied up at 42. 6:13 to go in the game. We'll be back after this 30-second break. You're listening to Northview Basketball on WAMB.
What is the one thing that everyone has in common? You sleep, I sleep, right? Don't you owe it to yourself to sleep on a mattress that is a perfect fit for you while not spending an arm and a leg? Stop going to that other mattress store and pay only a third of the price for a brand new mattress at Box Drop Mattress in Brazil. Don't want to pay for that brand new mattress all at once? Well, Box Drop has payment plans. Stop going to that other mattress store and make Box Drop in Brazil your go-to mattress store. Call 812-531-9617 or visit them in the Kroger Plaza.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
All knotted up at 42 apiece with 6 minutes, 13 seconds to go in the ball game here on WAMB at Northview High School between the Patriots and Knights. Coming out of a Northview timeout and a Brevin Cooper three-point play the old-fashioned way. Terrell North will have the basketball. McNeil, near side to Hankins. Now on top to Johnson, back to McNeil. McNeil trying to confuse them by cutting to the bucket. Good cutoff. It'll be outside now. Back to McNeil on top. McNeil behind the back. Now Johnson fires over to Carpenter. Carpenter on their left wing. Dribbling. On the floor, guarded by Drew Cook, on top to McNeil now. McNeil driving to the bucket, left hand blocked by Brevin Cooper in midair. Oh boy, Brevin in transition. Cook on the right wing, off to DeHart, pump fakes, drives, his sweet spot, and you know what? Guess what happened? 44-42.
17 points for Ethan DeHart to lead all scorers. He struggled the last two games to find it, Corey. Tonight he's on fire.
That block will be on Rick's rallies, won't it?
Oh, yeah.
Carpenter near side.
Smallest kid on the floor blocking shots. Well, him.
Taller than Drew Cook.
He's a little bit taller than Drew Cook. But
Johnson on the left side. On top to McNeil. He'll pump fake. Taken away by Drew Cook. What a steal. Diving for was Cooper.
Now we just need to slow down and get some points here.
44-42. And Swearingen and Byron both said slow down. Now Cook on the left wing for an open three.
I wouldn't slow that boy down. Drew Cook hits his second three-pointer. The Knights have a five-point lead.
47-42, 4:42 to go. Timeout. Coach Todd Wiffley will take one with him on WAMB.
There are times in your life when you need some advice. When you need someone to get you through it all.
We're here talking with Mike Ellis with Ellis Law. I heard there are Chapter 7 and Chapter 13 bankruptcies. What's the difference?
Well, actually, in bankruptcy, either Chapter 7 or 13, there's two types of debts. There's secured debts and unsecured debts. Secured debts are debts that have some collateral attached to it, like a house or a car, furniture, or appliance, some of them of value, where you purchased that property or pledged the property, you're making payments on it. Unsecured debts are the opposite. Those are the charge cards, medical bills, hospital bills, signature loans, that laundry list. In Chapter 7, called a liquidation bankruptcy, we actually discharge those debts totally. In a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, it's a reorganization where we actually take your payments and pay back a portion of that debt over a five-year payment plan. So whether you're facing bankruptcy, whether it be a 7 or a 13, give Ellis Law a call at 234-9000.
In times like these, you need to call Mike Ellis.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
4:42 to go, Northview 47, Terrell North 42. Patriots have the ball going right to left. Johnson coming out of the timeout has the ball. Off to on the right wing. The Carpenter underneath, partially blocked by Drew Cook again. Out of bounds, stays with the Patriots.
That's his second or third block. He's not going to let Cooper get ahead of him. The big guys on the team's got to figure out how to block these shots like the youngins.
Johnson gets the inbound to Gower. Down low cutting is Hankins. Good D by DeHart. He'll scoop it over to Johnson on the right block. Fadeaway jumper. In and out. No. Ball's loose. Rebounded by the big man, Jacob Fowler.
Good there. Good offense, defensive transition for the Knights. Now we got the ball back, and Cooper's trying to lead things here. We need to extend this lead.
DeHart on the right side, 4 minutes to go. Finds Cook. Nope. Ball's batted away by Hankins. Up ahead. In transition, up and in by Crossley. Back to a three-point game.
Wolfley's wanting a foul on that for Fowler coming in flying in behind.
Did he touch him?
Yeah. Spun him around in midair.
Cooper, knows the wind. Hands off to Swearingen. Caleb, only 7 points so far. Hands off to Cook on the right side.
That's what I like. I don't pressure anything.
No hurry. Brevin will drive to the bucket. Scoops it up, and he'll be fouled and scoot all the way to the wall. Now he's going to scoot to the line for two attempts.
Hankins is going to be called with a foul, I believe it is. That's his first. Team's fourth.
Big thanks to Ellis Law. One call does it all for legal matters large and small. Call Ellis Law today for your free consultation at 812-234-9000. Consultation. Cooper. First one up and good.
Brevin Cooper now has his 11th point.
And Box Drop Mattress in Brazil. Pay only a third of the price for a brand new mattress located in the Forest Park Plaza.
Cal Ellis over there keeping stats for Ellis Law.
Cooper and misses a rare free throw. 3:30 to go, 48-44.
First free throw missed by the Knights tonight.
Out of how many?
I don't know, a lot. Not really a lot. I think that's only six.
Gower double team driving. They're going to draw a foul. And now Gower will go to the line for two.
And that foul is either going to be on. Yep, it is. It's on Swearingen, his third. Either way, it was going to be a third foul on Swearingen or Cooper.
Gower will go to the line. First attempt's up and no.
Matt Gower, the senior, misses.
Going to welcome one of our new sponsors to the program, Midwest Satellite. Tired of paying for those high cable rates? Give Mike Morin a call at Midwest Satellite in Linton, 812-847-8848. Call Mike, he will treat you right.
Second shot's up and it's good. 48-45, Northview leads 3 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the game.
Cooper lobs it to Cook in the left corner. Drew back on top. Near side to Swearingen. 3 minutes to go.
Knights spread the floor.
Swearingen will drive. Puts up the right hand. Left it long. But a foul will be called late. And Cale will go to the line for two. And I can't tell you without looking at him, Todd Wolfley's not happy.
Everybody's not happy. They got a couple of players arguing with him.
No, Northview's happy.
Nobody in blue.
Big time late whistle there.
Foul's called on 20. That's Hankins, his second. Team sixth. So the Knights will be in the bonus for the rest of the game. 3 minutes to go.
Swearingen, up and in.
Caleb with his eighth point.
Also, welcome back to Northview Sports. Sue Goshen at H&R Block. It's that time, people. Stop in and see Sue Goshen at your hometown H&R Block, located at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil.
Caleb's second shot's up and good. The Knights lead 50-45. 3 minutes to go on the Great Dane scoreboard. Knights looking to beat the Patriots 2 years in a row.
Carpenter. On the right wing, dancing with it, hands off to Hankins. Hankins will drive, throws it to Johnson for an open three. In and out, no. Offensive board there by Crossley, and a foul will be called on Brevin Cooper.
And that's going to be the third foul on Cooper.
So now after the next foul, each team's with a bonus for the rest of the way. This one will be taken out of bounds by Carpenter. Five-point game, lobs it to Johnson. On top to Hankins. Now to Carpenter, left baseline. On top to Johnson. Another three.
Got it. This one. Johnson's got 9 points for the Patriots. They cut the lead to two.
That's his second back-to-back open three. Swearingen on the left wing. Swearingen throws to Cook in the corner. Now on top to Brevin Cooper. They got to breathe. They're trying to double-team everybody. Brevin inside to Fowler, out wide to Drew, up top to DeHart.
And he puts it in, and it's
off the mark.
Off.
Hit every part of the rim, but wouldn't go in.
Chance to take the lead here, tie it up for the Patriots, just under 2 minutes to go. 50-48, Terre Haute North basketball.
Crossley on the logo, brings it to the left wing, spins the Carpenter. Carpenter will drive, and they're going to say Drew Cook with a foul.
Drew's first foul of the game. They're going to go to the line now. What a bonus.
Quick tacky foul. Carpenter will go to the line for a 1-1. Northview led 50-45. Johnson hit a three last possession. 1-on-1 is up and good. It's a one-point game.
Only the fifth point for Carpenter. Low scoring. John Harrell had it 55-52. We may get there.
Next one to tie. Yep. Tied at 50 with 1:50 to go. Brevin Cooper across the timeline. On the left wing.
We just can't have any open possessions here. Nothing empty. We've got to score every time we get the ball.
Near side to Cook. Up top to Cooper. Back over to DeHart. DeHart brings it back to the middle of the floor. One-hand pass to Cooper. Down low to Swearingen.
No need to hurry. No need to push anything.
Caleb backs his man down. Fade away. In and out. No. Ball's loose. Picked up by Caleb. And he's going to be tackled to the ground. And that's a... Is that intentional?
No, it ain't intentional. He's going for the ball. Ball's fouls on Levin Johnson, his third. Swearingen to go to line to shoot one and bonus.
Swearingen fell to the ground on the first shot and just got up with the rebound.
Yep.
Got lucky there.
Officials talking to Caleb about the aftermath there.
Yeah. The 1-1. That's the fourth foul on Johnson, by the way.
Yeah.
For the lead, Caleb got it.
What'd I say, third? He had two in the first half, two in the second half.
51-50 on the Great Dane scoreboard, 1:18 to go. Swearingen for a two-point lead. Got it. 52-50, Knights need a defensive stop.
11 points now for Swearingen.
Carpenter gets it into Crossley across the timeline.
All four of the scores now double digits for the Knights. We said that was the key to the win.
Now Carpenter, right block, brings it on top to Hankins. Thought about the three. He'll drive instead. Puts it up for the tie and got it.
Knights with the basketball. Minute to go. Going to get a timeout here by Coach Byram as Cooper brings it over in the corner. We got a timeout. It's a full timeout. 52-52. 52 seconds to go on this one on the Great Dane scoreboard. We'll be back after a 60 timeout. You're listening to Northview Basketball on WAMB.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones. And it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
Brazil Beats the King is your official WAMB North Unites postgame show sponsor. And as the Knights drive to the basket, we invite you to drive on down to Pizza King and enjoy the best pizza and breadsticks in town. We even have sandwiches. This is Bill Wells with Brazil's Pizza King, and we can't wait to see you and the family. We open at 4 p.m. daily and have dine-in, delivery, and carry-out options available to you. Visit the Brazil Pizza King Facebook page to stay up to date on our daily specials. Brazil Pizza King, it will be a slam dunk experience.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
All knotted up at 52 apiece, 52 seconds to go here in a classic between Northview and Terre Haute North. Brevin Cooper will have it. Cooper on the logo. Do they go for the last shot, Brad, or?
I don't know. We'll see here.
DeHart on the left wing, driving inside. Spins it out wide to Swearingen again. 40 seconds. Now I would go for the last shot. 35 seconds. Swearingen over to Cooper, far side.
Defensive pressure. Todd Wolfley's telling them to stay on him, get a count.
Now DeHart. Back out to Brevin. 24 seconds. They take another timeout at a certain time or just go?
Oh, you're just going to go. It's going to be ISO with the senior Swearingen, I'm sure.
Swearingen, 14 seconds. 12 seconds on the logo. throws it down, what a Fowler, puts it up in, count it with the foul!
Fowler with his first 2 points of the game, and they're going to draw the foul, but there's still 7.3 seconds to go in the game, so this is a big shot. The junior Fowler needs to hit this. Best they could do then is tie.
54-52 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Fowler. Free throws up in. Good.
Fowler gets it in and out. He's got 3 points.
And Coach Todd Wolfley and company took a timeout. I don't think Coach Wolfley wanted that. So they're going to have to still go the full length of the floor. I think that's what the problem is.
Yeah, he wanted them to throw it in and call timeout.
Is it a 30 or 60? It's a 30. 30. We'll keep it here.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was big for Fowler, picking up his first 3 points of the game. Jacob Fowler may have just sealed that one for the Knights. John Harrell said 55-52, Corey. With 7.3 seconds to go, the Knights have a 55-52 lead. Terre Haute North has the basketball. 7.3 seconds to go.
Well, I recorded this in the game winner. They had two guys come out and double. That's why they left Fowler wide open.
Yeah.
They didn't, what did they think, not – swearing would pass it, or
well, they were expecting to run more clock out. They weren't expecting us to go to the rim, but hey,
you got a wide open shot, you take it.
It was a wide open feed, and I like to see the token pressure here put on by the Knights.
Do you foul?
No, you don't foul.
55-52, gets it in Carpenter, and now they'll quickly call a timeout with 4.3 to go.
And this will be a full timeout, Coach. Wolfley calls a full timeout. 4.3 seconds go. We'll take a 30-second break, and we'll be back with the conclusion. You're listening to Northview Basketball on WAMB.
What is the one thing that everyone has in common? You sleep, I sleep, right? Don't you owe it to yourself to sleep on a mattress that is a perfect fit for you while not spending an arm and a leg? Stop going to that other mattress store and pay only a third of the price for a brand new mattress at Box Drop Mattress in Brazil. Don't want to pay for that brand new mattress all at once? Well, Box Drop has payment plans. Stop going to that other mattress store and make Box Drop in Brazil your go-to mattress store. Call 812-531-9617 or visit them in the Kroger Plaza.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
55-52, 4.3 seconds ago, coming out of the Terre Haute North timeout. We were in a conversation off air, Brad. I like the fouling situation here. You don't.
I don't, because 4.3 seconds to go, You want to just try pressure defense, you know, and keep the ball, you know, keep no threes.
But Harper's going to inbound in front of their own bench. Fowler's getting told to stand back. How far has he got to stand back?
He just can't break the plane of the out of bounds.
Carpenter, 4.3. Patriots down three. Carpenter.
They're going to look for the corner.
Lobs it in down low to Johnson. Up to Gower for three in the tie. Missed it. Ball's tipped. Northview wins back-to-back years over Terre Haute North. And, oh, my goodness, Brad, John Harrell, 55-52 prediction. Final score on the Great Dane scoreboard, Northview 55, Terre Haute North 52. Post-game show coming up here, brought to you by Pizza King in Brazil on WAMB.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
You know, it feels like nowadays too many automotive repair shops try to rip you off. One promise, though, Tony and the crew at Lorenz Service can make is they will always be 100% honest with you. Lorenz Service is here to help. If something is wrong with your vehicle but you are worried about money, don't worry. Tony Lorenz will help you and won't rip you off. He will make sure what needs fixed gets fixed. Don't be taken advantage of and head over to Lorenz Service, serving Clay County for over 90 years with 100% honesty.
Are you looking for steady work with occasional overtime? Apply today at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. Morris Manufacturing is a fourth-generation family business. Morris Manufacturing partners with the automotive industry and has received several quality and supplier of the year awards thanks to our great team members. You can be a part of our award-winning team. Apply online today. Search Morris Manufacturing in Brazil or visit morrismfg.com. PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome into the Pizza King and Brazil postgame show from Northview High School. Final score, Northview 55, Terre Haute North 52. Brad, that was an exciting time, wasn't it?
Yes, an outstanding performance on the losing side for Terre Haute North. Matt Gower with 13, Johnson with 10, 9 for Hankins, 6 for Carpenter, 5 apiece for Crosley and Nas McNeil, 2 for Mason, and 2 for Engel. For the Northview Knights, leading scorer tonight, Ethan DeHart, after struggling, only having 4 points in the last two games combined, has 17. 11 for Brevin Cooper, and out of that 11, 9 of them coming in the second half. 11 for Swearingen, 8 of them coming in the second half. 10 for Drew Cook, 3 for Ellis off the bench, and 3 for Jacob Fowler, all coming with the last, 22 seconds to go in the game. Fowler got, 17 seconds to go. Got fouled and got the basket to go on the free throw.
How about this? Knights beat Terre Haute North. Big thanks, Rick Simar, for this note. Now beating the Patriots back-to-back times for the first time since 2002, 2003, 2003, 2004 seasons when the great trio of Zach Keys, Logan Whitman, and Josh Trim were at Northview.
Yeah, Josh Trim, Logan Whitman, and Zach Keys, and I'll tell you, you look up there, Logan and Zach's on there, and I think Josh came like 890-something. They were a scoring trio, and I'll tell you what, Drew Cook, he's going to have his name up there if he keeps this up. He's going to get about 250 points this year if we don't go deep in the postseason, and then look out for his junior and senior year because it's going to be tight.
We'll come back, talk to head coach Michael Byram, give away the player of the game here on the Pizza King and Brazil postgame show on WAMB.
Brazil Pizza King is your official WAMB Northview Knights postgame show sponsor, and as the Knights drive to the basket, we invite you to drive on down to Pizza King and enjoy the best pizza and breadsticks in town. We even have sandwiches. This is Bill Wells with Brazil's Pizza King, and we can't wait to see you and the family. We open at 4 p.m. daily and have dine-in, delivery, and carry-out options available to you. Visit the Brazil Pizza King Facebook page to stay up to date on our daily specials. Brazil Pizza King, it will be a slam dunk experience.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back on the Pizza King and Brazil postgame show on WAMB. Final score, John, Coach Byram. John Harrell predicted this one 55-52. Final score 55-52. Little freak there. Post-game interview here with Coach Byram. Coach, what's the feeling like in the locker room after that one?
Oh, man, we're excited. We're very excited. I'm very proud of our young men, all of them, all 10 guys who dressed. I thought they gave it their all tonight, and I'm very proud of them. That was a sectional type of atmosphere. This was a sectional type of game we kind of knew that was going to be, and that's where we're trying to get ourselves ready for.
Take us through that last play. Swearingen on top of the key. 8 seconds left, had two guys coming at him. The vision by Swearingen to see Fowler down there.
You know, we talk about every game we need to play with great effort, great energy, great pride, and great trust. And that shows it. I mean, Caleb trusted his teammate, and that's how we got to do things around here. We play hard and we play together, or something special to watch.
Mm-hmm. And wouldn't be in this position without all the guys, but including a guy who struggled the last couple games. 4 points combined, two games. Ethan DeHart at 17 tonight.
You know, Ethan's capable of doing that every night. He really is. I think that he's very blessed and to be skilled offensively. And it's just a matter of him getting consistent. And, he played a lot of minutes last year as a sophomore, but he's in a different role now. He's still kind of adjusting, just like we're all kind of adjusting, trying to get our team situated. So I'm really proud how he bounced back, especially after Saturday.
After losing a one-point game on Saturday, now coming here winning a one-possession game, what can a game like this do for your momentum going forward?
Well, I think anytime you see all your hard work to start to pay off, I think that gives you a little bit more motivation, a little bit more energy in your step. You know, like tomorrow when we come in here to watch film, correct our mistakes and get ready for Friday night's game. Like, I mean, they'll have a little bit more pep in their step, in which, you know what, they deserve it. I mean, they did a great job. They hung in there. I know that the game went back and forth, and I know we weren't very happy at halftime with being down. We thought we should have been up, but we didn't capitalize on some possessions. But I'm very proud of them.
What's it say for a program win like this? This is the first time you guys beat Terrell North back-to-back years since the early 2000s when Zach Keys was one of that big trio there.
Oh, well, I mean, that's one thing we talk with our seniors a lot is our legacy. Not only our seniors, but our own team, because this whole team is the only team that, there's only going to be one 2020-21 Northview Knights boys varsity basketball team. So, I mean, we're writing our chapter in the book of history here. And so we talk about legacy quite a bit.
All right, Coach, congratulations on the big win. We'll talk to you Friday.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, Coach Michael Byram here on the Pizza King and Brazil postgame show. 55-52 winners over Terre Haute North. We'll be right back here to give away the player of the game on WAMB.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back here for the final time on the Pizza King and Brazil postgame show. Northview, just like John Harrell predicted exactly, gets the win over Terre Haute North, 55-52. Now let's give away our Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game.
Well, I'll tell you, it could go to very easily to Fowler for winning a game there at the free throw line. But I'll tell you what, to bounce back like Ethan DeHart did, leading scorer, 17 points. He struggled from behind the arc, too. You think about this, he was 1-for-4 from three-point land, but he didn't miss a shot inside the arc, and besides the one that got blocked from behind. So 17 points tonight for Ethan DeHart, the junior. Player of the game, like Coach Byram said, he finds his stroke. We're winning every game.
Yeah, big night, big win for the Knights. Back-to-back wins over Terre Haute North for the first time since the early 2000 with, Whitman, you said Tim, and Zach Keys.
Yeah, and you had an Akers boy in there, Hughes. There was a lot of really good ones.
What?
Yeah, he had AD Buell.
Six man of the year.
Well, I'll tell you what, we had a six man. It was called the Knights, because I ain't kidding you, Corey. That's the last time I've ever seen them almost have to turn people away from a Northview basketball game. If you didn't get here before the JV game tipped off when that group was here, you wasn't getting a seat.
Yeah, we got a game tomorrow night back at home, girls basketball against Greencastle. Brad and I will talk to you then. Thanks for tuning in to the Pizza King of Brazil postgame show. Northview gets the win over Terre Haute North, 55-52. For Brad Wallace, for Dennis, I'm Corey Clark. Safe evening, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow on WAMB.
You've been listening to Northview Basketball on Timeless Classics WAMB. This game has been brought to you by Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. Great Dane Trailers, Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Lorenz Service Incorporated, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information or call Tony at 446-7331. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of the community. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. They're now hiring. Apply now at Morris Manufacturing, located at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Box Drop Mattress in Brazil. Pay only a third of the price for a brand new mattress located at the Forest Park Plaza. Pizza King in in Brazil, your official Northview postgame show sponsor. Make them your go-to place to eat after the game by calling in your order at 812-420-3650. Ellis Law, one call does it all. For legal matters large and small, call Ellis Law today for your free consultation. 812-234-9000. And by Refreshment Services, distributors of Pepsi in the Wabash Valley. We hope you'll patronize these sponsors and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Be sure and join us next time for Northview Basketball.
1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM. Timeless Classics, WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute, a DLC media station.